Welcome back. We're here to discuss tonight's case, and it's on limited liability companies. What does it focus on? Perhaps the most important part of an LLC is its operating agreement, because it's how the members get power and relate to each other. Tonight's case is Shapiro versus Ettinson. It involves an LLC that's formed with three people. They're all members. Members are the investors of an LLC. Whereas a corporation has shareholders, an LLC has members. And generally, this is controlled by the operating agreement. Generally, the members get to manage the LLC as well. So not only do they invest in it, but they also get to manage it. And it's based on, and remember, this is a marriage between corporations and partnerships. Go back to your partnership agreements. Remember, the partnership agreement defines how the partnership is managed. And it fills in the parameters of the partnership law. Well, an operating agreement fills in the partnership, fills in the management of the LLC law and how the LLC is managed within that parameter. So let's talk about our case. Three people form an LLC, and they have an oral agreement on how it's going to be managed. They also have an oral agreement on how much capital each member is going to put into the business. Now, they don't have an operating agreement within the first 90 days. Remember, you have 90 days to do one. So, after a point in time, they adopt one. But one of the three members is not pulling their weight. They each promise to put in a certain amount of capital into the LLC. And that member, Mr. Shapiro, did not put in the agreed amount of capital. The other two did. So the other two get together and said, guess what? We're going to do an operating agreement and we're not going to talk to him. Because under the LLC law, it's a majority vote. So by majority vote, there's three of them, two of them can control that. So they don't show him the operating agreement, they just vote on it and do it. And they say that your share of the business profits are going to be related to the amount of capital that you put into the corporation. Remember, this person, Mr. Shapiro, didn't put in the same amount as the other two. So even though he claims, Mr. Shapiro, that they were all supposed to divide all the profits one third, one third, one third, this operating agreement didn't say that. They said it's going to be based on your capital contributions. Well, he didn't get a chance to vote on it. Why? Because they didn't need his vote. So the two of them got together and voted on it. So he sued. He said, we had an oral agreement. Everything was going to be split one third, one third, one third. And now they're not doing that. I wasn't even involved in the negotiation, writing, or approval of this operating agreement. What did the court say? The court said it's under the LLC law, it's by majority vote. And if you want to have the same amount of money as the other two, you should have known you should have upheld your oral agreement to put in the same amount of money that they did. And you didn't. Besides that, there's something known as the parole evidence rule, which is as long as English law. It always says that a written agreement always overrules an oral agreement. Whereas Mr. Shapiro said, hey, we had an oral agreement. That wasn't our agreement. Well, this written agreement supersedes that. And the question was it fraud? Did the other two commit a fraud on the third? No. Because the LLC law allows for a majority to institute the operating agreement. Mr. Shapiro should have insisted on that operating agreement at the time he put in his money, at the time the LLC was formed, because that can happen, but he didn't. It happened later. This wasn't a situation where the agreement was overturned. This was a situation where there was no operating agreement other than an oral one. And the law requires a written operating agreement. They put it in place. He didn't like the terms. Well, then you do something to get more members which are affiliated with you. Convince one of the other members. He didn't do that. The end of the story is the same with partnerships. That operating agreement is critical. It says how the LLC gets to be run. It gives the powers to the members. It elicits the duties of the members. In this case, you got to put in the capital and you get the benefit of that. Just like a partnership agreement. And where you don't have the votes, you don't have the power. And it comes down to that. LLCs are great businesses. But you got to follow the law. And you got to know what the law says. And it all comes down to that operating agreement. Most important part of an LLC, just like it's the most important part of a partnership. See you next week.